When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Not sure about this, but it might have been the shortest answer to any question asked at the Monday press conference involving Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin. Good morning to you. Good Wednesday morning. I'm Dejan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Steelers. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into hockey and or baseball. I also happen to offer daily shots of Penguins and Pirates in the same place that you found this. I asked Omar, and I thought this was a pretty simple foundational question. It wasn't a trick. It wasn't an attempt to see if anything has morphed over time or is different from Kevin Colbert. I just asked it. I asked, is it still just purely about best player available? Omar's answer, and I am quoting directly and completely. Yeah, I mean, I think it's the same as it's always been. I mean, take the best player at a needed position. Okay, now, I read this quote on yesterday's show. Actually, I don't want to say I read it. I paraphrased it. And I got responses from some of you that expressed significant surprise at this being the stated stance, because not that Kevin Colbert was right and that Omar's wrong or anything, but Colbert's stated stance on this forever was best player available. Now, he would throw in a little bit of a caution as to saying, well, we have Ben Roethlisberger, so we're probably not going to take a quarterback, and get a little bit of a laugh out of it. But there was never any doubt of what his stance was on this. Now, what does that mean for the Steelers in this particular draft? I'd like to think that it just means that they're taking an honest, open approach to their first-round pick. I say this every year. They don't owe us any answers. In fact, they'd be dumb to answer every question that any of us asks. If they would do that, believe you me, my questions would be, hey, guys, who you taking in the first round? And then when they answer that, I'll say, all right, who you taking in the second round? And so on and so forth. It's just not how it works. And it definitely doesn't work for their purposes. But I do think that when the entire planet knows that you're going to take a running back because the owner of the franchise has put forth that the top priority is the running game and you don't have anybody in the fold, you know, you're not taking the best player available. You're taking the best player available provided it's a running back. And lucky for them in that particular year, they had their choice of either Najee Harris or Travis Etienne, and they would have done well with either guy. So if you look at Omar's wording, the way he's stating it is the way they're actually living it. I believe it. Dot, 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 to an extent. And here I go. For those of you who go back even a modest ways with this franchise, you will recall the David DeCastro draft. You will recall that there wasn't anybody anywhere who was expecting the Steelers to go for a guard. You also might recall that there wasn't anyone within football operations who expected that either. And you might also recall that they picked 24th in the first round. So they had a range. They had a group of positions that they felt that they liked. And they had DeCastro pegged among the top five players in that entire class. Not the top five guards, the top five players. And you know all those cliches that come up about how we couldn't believe he was available to us. Oh, my goodness, he kept dropping and kept dropping, and our eyes were just, wow. And then when he was finally that was actually the case with this one. Dave's talked about this. He just kept falling and falling and falling. He's like, what was wrong with me? Dave gets there. Dave's sitting there at 24, and this is one of those run-to-the-podium type of players. Obviously, and Dave more than proved that to be the case with an excellent career as the Steelers franchise right guard. Best player available? Yeah, he was screaming best player available by the time he got to 24. So what happens, my friends, tomorrow night? What happens if someone is another Dave? And you can never know who, but you know that it'll be the focus of the broadcasts in particular, but also on social media and everywhere else that this gets followed. Can't believe that. Fill in the blank. Just keeps dropping. And if it's one of those poor kids who's in the green room looking all sad, that ends up becoming his life story. I mean, you're playing soap opera music, pianos and violins, and the kid just keeps slumping a little bit lower and lower in his chair, and either his mom is there or his girlfriend, and they're looking just as sad, trying to comfort him. That becomes the star of the first round. It becomes a really big deal. But it also can become a heck of a find for somebody. And if that happens to be the Steelers, regardless of position, once more, with gusto, including the quarterback position, regardless of where they play, if they're the best player, take them. When we come back, J1Q. This segment of Daily Shot is brought to you by our good friends at Mike's Beer Bar. They're located on Federal Street, directly across from PNC Park. Mike has more than 500 beers on tap, including from more than 50 local breweries. Stop in and say hello. Tell Mike we sent you. Mike's Beer Bar. Today's J1Q comes from Tristan, who says, DK, when Mike Tomlin said at the Monday press conference, quote, this is an exciting time, end quote, and then paused for a few seconds and added, quote, especially when you're prepared, end quote, I was like, damn, they know something. That statement made me feel extremely confident in how this first pick is going to go, but I guess we'll see how it plays out. Yeah, we'll see that, Tristan. And if, in fact, the Steelers have in mind, and we all have different players, and to an extent, different positions that we're thinking about, let's say, for example, that you look at the multiple references that they've made to offensive linemen who have flexible positional skills. You're a tackle, but you can also play center. Then it's easy to just line up one of those OTs that everybody loves in the first round and say, okay, they'll take this guy, but they'll be open-minded to the possibility that he could also play center. And that way they bring him in with twice the possibility of his having success. Sounds great, right? So you think you're onto something. You're feeling confident about the work that you've done on this specific player. And you go into this draft fixated on this player because you don't see another team that has a similar need where they'd want to address right tackle and center at the same time with one player, just hoping that he fits at one or the other. So you're confident. You feel good about this. You're really, really ready for it. And then DeCastro drops. That's what you got to be careful about here. You can't take Terrell Edmonds because you need a safety. I like TE. I'm anything but a TE basher. I mean that on the field and especially off the field. I'm not criticizing him. He was an overdraft. Nobody would argue that he was an overdraft. He was an overdraft based on positional need. Can't do it. And the concept, and this comes up once in a while, that it's okay to do that as long as you're late in the first round or early in a second round. No, it's not. Late in the first round is Cam Hayward. Late in the first round is TJ bleeping Watt. You can't do it. You can't say, we don't really need an edge rusher, and just let TJ go by. So yeah, to close out where I began today, it's okay, understandable and commendable even, that you go in with the thought process, not just automatically best player available, all else be damned. It's nice to have best player available at a position of need, to re-quote Omar Khan directly. But don't lock down. Don't lock down. Keep your eyes open. Keep your mind open. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Steelers. I can feel how excited everybody is for tomorrow. It's going to be fun. We'll be here too.